This poem is a poem called Stone, and it's a kind of meditation on stone. It's a rather strange thing for somebody who lives in a highly forested part of New York State to come to Arizona and read to you about stone. But stone appears in different ways to me where I live there. There are trilobites all over the lake bed area. The place is full of shale with the layers visible. It's not so stark as the landscape seems to me, in my expert opinion, after a few hours to be here. But it's very different, and the sense of the land was carved out by glaciers. They retreated, and after having carved deep lakes, some of them 600 feet deep. And so there's all this exposed stone, which seems to me to be in such contrast with the rest of the landscape, which is dairy farming country, rolly, lots of fruit orchards, and suddenly these big slabs and walls of stone. Stone. The creek has made its bed and wants to lie in it. That's why spring is terrifying. Water rises like the bloated drowned against the ice. In the churn, stones are born stunned. And at night, the house rising like a cliff of fire. There were the trees, mobiles of shale, and the grass like a field of tiny gravestones growing wild. And the moon, a stone fruit, hoping to be opened, its 28 sections of stolen light flying home. In the stream bed, a stone shaped by water surge. It looks like the ankle bone of a lost species grown too graceful. Evolution makes us sleek for the long flight. Finally, our common life breaks open, a pod releasing its stone peas, and the earth bears in a few places a few wrinkles in our shapes for a few million years.